Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Warden. This week, Paul is starting a new series titled, Following the Pathway of Destiny. Today, Paul will be talking about The Vision Will Not Die. Let's join Paul now as he teaches The Vision Will Not Die.
This is Paul Warden,
and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We have been talking and discussing about this dream and this vision that God has placed in each one of our hearts. And I don't know about y'all, but I've been really enjoying this study, this talk, on how we can make this dream and this vision that God has put in our hearts reality. It is something we can learn. It is something we can grasp and to grow on. And it's nothing that God will not expect of you and not help you and give you the right tools, the right knowledge, the right equipment to make this dream and vision a reality. God has a vision. God has a dream for each and every one of us. It is up to us to achieve and to pursue that dream and that vision that God has placed upon our hearts. God will not ask us to do anything that He knows that we can't do. And if He does, He will give us the wisdom, the strength, and the power to do this vision and this dream that God has given to us. The Bible is full of promises that God has given to each one of us, and all we have to do is claim it as part of our own, because it is a promise to you and to me. And today we're going to talk about the vision will not die. Isaac, the son of Abraham, was a promised child through whom the vision of the nations was to be manifested. God had declared, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant with his seed after him. You can read that in Genesis 17 and 19. In a dramatic story recorded in Genesis 22, 1 through 14, Abraham is commanded by God to sacrifice Isaac to the Lord. God said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell of thee. That's, you can read that in Genesis 22:2. Why would God give Abraham a promised son, only to tell him to sacrifice the boy as an act of worship? We do not find Abraham questioning God's instructions. In fact, we are told that he rose up early in the morning to do as God had commanded. Some of us cannot be bothered to get up early for a quiet time with the Lord, much less to fulfill a difficult command. How many times have we felt the urge to do something, a calling from God, but we sit there and we question, God, how can I do that? God, I can't do something like that. I mean, there's no way I can speak up, or I can't speak about you in this crowd. I can't live like that in front of these people. They will laugh at me. How many times have we done that? But Abraham didn't. When God told him to do what he did, he got up and he did it. No questions asked, because he knew God will take care and provide. When he and Isaac arrived at the chosen mountain, Abraham told his servants, You wait here while the lad and I go to worship. A true commitment to God demands sacrifice. Sometimes the required sacrifice is what is nearest and dearest to your heart. Although God intervened and Abraham did not sacrifice his son that day, the important point is that he was willing to do so. Abraham that knew, no matter what, even if it meant the loss of his chosen son, God would fulfill his promises. The road you are traveling to your destiny is a challenging one. God may ask you to sacrifice certain things along the way. Will you be willing? Will you consider whatever it costs you to be an act of worship as Abraham did? No matter what your losses, even if you lost what you thought was necessary to fulfill your destiny, the vision is greater than your losses. Abraham knew that if he were required to sacrifice his son, the vision would not die upon that lonely hill that day. God would remain faithful to his promises because he was greater than the vision. What has God asked you to sacrifice? Are you able to lift it up to him as an act of worship? What great losses have you experienced? Whatever the loss, your vision will not die because the one who gave it to you still lives. Whatever you have sacrificed, it was not necessary to retain it to fulfill your vision, or God would not have permitted the loss. And I'm telling you right now, as part of the promises of God, you cannot ever, ever outgive God. If God asks you to sacrifice something to him, I promise you it will be a thousandfold returned back to you. It is the willing sacrifice that we hold nothing more dear, more close to us than the love of our Heavenly Father. That's what he wants. He wants us to put him first and to do and to achieve this vision and this dream that God has placed in each one of our hearts. Abraham was willing to give up Isaac to God because he knew in his heart that no matter what he gave up, no matter what he sacrificed to God, God would still fulfill the promises that he gave Abraham on that covenant. And God will never expect you to do something that he will not take care of, that he will not make right with you, and that he will not replace even better than what you've had before. The key area here is to be willing to give up and to sacrifice to the Lord. God gave his son to us, and look what it gave us. It gave us blessings untold, promises untold. And God will never expect nothing out of you that you cannot give, that you'd be willing to do for God. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, how I thank you that we can continue this dream and this vision that you have put upon our heart. And Father, I know through your word, through your promises, that what you have us to sacrifice and to give willingly and knowingly to you, that you will take care of and that you will make right. Father, I pray that you will give us the strength, give us the courage to be willing to give up what we need to give up for you. Because, Father, there is nothing more dearer to our hearts than to have your love and to have fellowship with you and to know that one day we will spend eternity with you in heaven. Father, I thank you for your courage, and I thank you for your promises, and I pray that you will touch each and every one of our hearts that is listening to this, and help us to be willing to sacrifice and to give what we need to give to achieve this dream and this vision that you have placed in our hearts, because Father, I know that you will make it even better and far more enjoyable and much more lovelier to us than what we've had before. Father, I thank you for that promise, and I thank you for that. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray, amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, The Vision Will Not Die. Join Paul next week as he teaches Cost, Priorities, and Aims. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnish all materials. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teachings. You can email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.